Remember Kayla Montgomery? She was the lover of Adam Montgomery, the piece of shit that killed his daughter. She pretty much went along with it. She was there. She hung out with him, still stayed together after the murder, and helped cart around the body of Harmony Montgomery in that leaking duffel bag. You know, it was all about, let's put her in the ceiling tiles. Let's do this. And well, you know, she took the plea deal with the state to testify against him. It makes me sick. But Kayla Montgomery, the stepmother at the center of the Harmony Montgomery murder case, has now been granted parole from her prison sentence, shedding light on the tragic tale of betrayal and loss. Kayla, who played a pivotal role in her estranged husband Adam Montgomery's recent murder trial, appeared before a parole board on Thursday, paving the way for her impending release from the New Hampshire State Prison. I hope there's just a bus waiting there, like as she gets out and just, boom, gone. Sorry, Kayla. Oh, you didn't see the crosswalk sign there that the bus is going to accelerate when you walk in front of it. Yeah, that's the sign's over. You didn't see it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Anything can happen. We're not condoning anything.
She'll be in prison within a year, guaranteed. She's a piece of shit. Kayla Montgomery's journey through the legal system began in 2022 when she struck a plea deal with prosecutors to testify against Adam Montgomery regarding the disappearance and death of 5-year-old Harmony. She'd been serving an 18-month sentence for lying to her grand jury about the case, a lie she later admitted to in court. According to the New Hampshire Adult Parole Board, Kayla's release is contingent upon her completion of rehabilitative programs mandated by the court. I wonder what's in those rehabilitative programs.
How do you rehabilitate somebody who allowed their child to be killed?
You don't. They're not rehabilitatable. That's why she should be thrown to the sharks. Her housing plan will be scrutinized and approved by officers from the NHDOC, Division of Field Services, before her scheduled release in May. During her testimony, Kayla painted a harrowing picture of Harmony's final moments, recounting how Adam repeatedly assaulted the young girl over bathroom accidents in the car. Well, she didn't do anything. Adam Montgomery was subsequently convicted of second-degree murder last month, with authorities believing he killed Harmony nearly 2 years before her disappearance was reported in 2021. Notably, Harmony's body has yet to be found, intensifying the ongoing search efforts. Adam's sentencing is set for May, marking another chapter in the tragic saga that's gripped the community. Meanwhile, Kayla Montgomery's parole offers a glimmer of closure to those affected by Harmony's untimely death. And more questions linger. Did you see Harmony's biological mother is now trying to sue the state as well?
I'm okay with that.
I'm not. No, I don't think she should. She should not find any way to fucking profit off of the daughter that she rejected and gave up and was a shitty human being to. No.
Well, she's not okay. Yeah, she's got some responsibility here, but she didn't kill her. She didn't kill her.
But she also was just kind of like, there is no place in this world where she should have any way to profit off of this, period. She wants to sue the state, and the consequences are laws are changed, or there's some sort of ramification that prevents this sort of thing from happening again. Cool. Go right ahead.
And that's what I'm hoping for. Make money off of this?
It's all about money. It's all like, oh, how can I still find a way to be an awful cesspool of a human being? And let's try and profit off of the death of my daughter that I was a shitty parent to begin with. These people, they don't deserve to be breathing the air that we share. They're just mutants. I'm just so, this whole case, there's just so many people. This poor little girl, the thing is, had she lived, and this is going to sound horrible, she was fucked.
She didn't stand a chance. Yeah. Nobody in her life was worth her being around.
Harmony Montgomery was fucked. She hadn't, even if she did survive these monsters, she would have been in a trafficking. God knows what the rest of her life would have been like. I can't in any way predict it would have been good. I don't know. I mean, it's you never want to say like maybe, you know, she's better off not being around, because then she wouldn't have to endure these monsters and the torture that she would have continued to endure, because the state just kept putting her back with these evil people. I mean, had she been taken out of that and was able to stay with a foster parent or been moved to a family that cared about her, yes, totally different opinion I would have and different story. But the state failed time and time again on this and probably would have just continued to. So sue the state if you want, but it better be strictly on changing procedural things, not on trying to make money off of the daughter that you didn't give a shit about to begin with.
And that's what I'm hoping for, is that it would elicit change versus, you know, give me some money, you know, because punitive damages do nothing in this case. You're not going to bring her back.
No.
How about change some of the laws so this doesn't happen to the next child?
That would be the only redeeming thing I could see out of any of these people, is if they changed their life and got behind something like this. I will bet you $100 Kayla will be in jail within, I said a year earlier, let's say 3 months.
That fast. I'll put it on the calendar.
I would guess even sooner, quite honestly. Yeah, she's going to get mixed back up in drugs. She's going to get mixed back up with the only world that she knows, criminals and horrible human beings, one of which is herself. And yeah, she's going to be back behind bars, and she'll probably have made a horrible impact in someone else's life that will allow her to go back to jail. But we're letting her out right now thinking, yeah, maybe things will change. If you ask me, this is just another demonstration of the system failing.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.